Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey, the networkers, Shannon here. So this episode really means a lot to me. Today's story is from one of the hosts of the Meta Machina podcast, which is a podcast that I have been listening to since its very beginning and is something that makes me feel really seen, if that kind of makes sense. Through this, she has taught me so much about storytelling and representation in media and has introduced me to so many books and TV shows and movies that I might not have found on my own. She is one of the smartest, nicest people that I know, and I'm so excited to share this story with you guys. So without further ado, welcome to episode 6 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
My name is Natasha. You also probably know me as Ashes for Foxes online. I'm relatively new to the Star Wars fandom. I've loved Star Wars ever since I was 11, first saw Empire Strikes Back one summer after a really bad event in my family. So it became sort of a therapeutic thing that me and my brothers watched every weekend with my mother or every weekday if we could. My mom really encouraged us to be Star Wars fans, so I grew up with Star Wars Trivial Pursuit and Star Wars Monopoly, Star Wars Gifts at Christmas. It was something that we all got to share together and something that I kept really close to my heart. My mom even took us to see the midnight premiere of the original trilogy when it was re-released ahead of the prequels way back when. I don't know how long ago that was now, but I'm sure it ages me well. I grew up in very nerdy, geeky spaces, so I was surrounded by a lot of different things, but I really didn't have a lot of Star Wars friends, except for maybe some of the guys that I hung out with in junior high and high school. Suffice it to say, when I got online in college years, I didn't want to touch fandom with a 10-foot pole, mostly because a lot of it was going down on LiveJournal, which was completely incomprehensible to me. That was not a very good site. And it wasn't a good sight also, just in terms of seeing some of the discourse that was starting to happen in online community spaces, and is a perpetual motion machine that will continue into the end of time. I was inspired by The Force Awakens. I had already started reading a lot of the leaks and spoilers well before the year the movie was released. I was obsessed with the new movies coming out and seeing something different. I had not been excited by the prequels the same way I know a lot of the younger fans are, and I completely and absolutely respect their devotion to them because of the fact that they were literally probably the first Star Wars movies they saw in a theater. And I will never malign that because of my own experience seeing, you know, John Williams' score open up on this big, huge new sound system in the Cinerama. It was amazing. I don't think anything can compare to seeing your first Star Wars movie. And knowing that, I saw the sequel trilogy as a chance for children who were younger to have something to gravitate towards and love. I got really into the sequel trilogy even before it came out, and this was because of the fact that I, sometime in college, decided that I wanted to follow spoilers and leaks as if they were manna from heaven, just because I liked knowing what was going to happen in a story before I saw it. And I don't know why that's always been my problem. I ruined Prisoner of Azkaban for myself and cried for 12 hours straight reading the book, knowing what was going to happen. I know that's very silly of me. I just have an obsession with understanding story from a larger perspective. Eagle's eye. I want to know what's going to happen in a story. I want to know how the themes are trying to be presented by the people working on it. That's the most interesting part to me, is the production. Unfortunately, that also means that you know Han Solo is going to die months before it actually happens. So I walked into that movie, into The Force Awakens, expecting a lot of things, but my mind was completely blown. And over the next few months, what I found was when I was trying to unpack why it resonated so closely with me and why I felt such a strong emotional pull and tie to this movie. When I went online, I didn't find anything immediately that actually supported my view. And it freaked me out because I thought maybe I was going crazy. So here's just the theory. I think people don't actually care about sequels anymore. I think that they think that they're cheesy or that they're just a way to reinvigorate a franchise when your IP is running out of time or whatever. But the truth is, when I look at the sequel trilogy, I don't see a cash grab or reinvigorating the franchise in a dishonest way. What I see, to me, is the reflection of what I believe to be George Lucas's through line through the entire original trilogy and prequel trilogy, because that man really actually understood storytelling in a way that very few people do, to the fact he introduced the hero's journey to Hollywood, basically. I mean, it's been repeated throughout time, but if you've studied any ounce of psychology, which a lot of people have, and I don't really know a lot about it, I'm just personally obsessed with Jungian spirituality, occult symbolism, mythology, folklore, all those kind of things. You can actually see that they're trying with these movies. And that was what got me excited. And that's why I started talking about it online with people. Again, I had not participated in fandom ever, ever. Not actively or openly until these movies. And what I found was a vibrant and intelligent community of women, all having similar perspectives to mine and validating what I had seen, and also understanding the way that stories are written for women and breaking it down in not just in modern terms, but in this bigger picture of universal archetypes and an understanding of what it is to be a woman. It blew me away. Like, I think a lot of people looking on the outside in don't see the benefit of having those conversations or trying to understand different perspectives and views on a story. I think it's undervalued because I think we are afraid to be enthusiastic or show joy about anything. But the world we live in requires it. So I found my joy in fandom, and it was primarily women. And it was all in the Reylo fandom, which was funny to me because I really didn't consider myself somebody who would ever participate in quote-unquote shipping culture. But I found that those were the only people actually talking about the movies in a way that was reflective. It was so hard for me to go on to spaces that I had occupied before, things like Tumblr and Twitter, Reddit, and all these other places, and try to talk about Star Wars with people and feel like nobody was listening, or if they were listening, they were upset and shut you down just on the basis of the assumed idea that you were a woman and you were new to the fandom. It was quite terrible. I won't talk about it in depth here, but I'd have to tell you that if that's the world new fans are coming into, that would be awful, right? And what's nice is that having been there from that time period and seeing the shift in perspective and the way that people are accepting the story as it's being told to them, that they're responding in kind and they're getting better. Fandom is getting better because of the voices that have come into it and are speaking for themselves and owning what they love about it. That was the most important lesson for me in terms of getting back into fandom as an adult, was that the act of sharing joy and a sense of community with other people over something that's a mutual interest has been belittled and treated as lesser than. And you look at all the properties that we consume in terms of media, and ultimately that led to me wanting to start my own podcast, because I was not just talking about Star Wars, I was talking about other stories as well with these women who were examining it. I was learning every day new information, new stories to appreciate, and it was all with the focus of elevating voices that hadn't been heard, which made me feel like I was actually again learning something. I'm very lucky to have met the friends that I have in fandom. And first and foremost, those would be my co-hosts, Shai and Aaron, who have worked so much and so hard to produce this amazing work that I feel actually has value and I feel people like. I didn't really know what I was doing with this project, but it's been pretty successful so far in giving me a wider perspective on media in general, especially from women's point of view. It's been really lovely to have conversations with people that I would never have had if I hadn't rejoined fandom as an adult. I would never have been able to seek out social contacts with people that, from a distance, I considered idols, to say. Like, I still idolize and appreciate so many women in this fandom because of the effort that I know that they put in. And even if it's a hobby, if it's something that's fun for us, it's also work. But it's rewarding work, and it feels like you're actually reaching other people. So one of the things I'm looking forward to this year is validation in episode 9. Just saying. But I'm also looking forward to kind of being free a little bit, you know? Me and my co-host started our podcast so that we could talk about other stuff than Star Wars. And it's been enlightening in that way. And it's been really great to see that media has been changing in a very positive way. I'm so happy to see that we are prioritizing representation, not just in who's writing, because obviously how many women writers are put up there on the screen, but also in every other aspect of a production, because of the fact that that is the only way we can really guarantee to me that women's needs and interests and stories are elevated, are lifted up where they belong. And that is just one facet, and it shouldn't be the smallest considering we're 50% of the population, but it is the smallest right now because of the fact that we deal with a world where we do have concerns about the way that people are represented and the way that it's unpacked by a general audience. We need to be sensitive to the fact that there are so many aspects of things that can change and should change. So even though I can't stop talking about it, and I'm going to Star Wars Celebration here now in a week and a half. Oh God, I need a pack. I'm not so much excited for new Star Wars content as much as I am excited to enjoy it with other people. And that's been the best part for me, and will continue to be the best part. I can just be part of the crowd. But that's the fun part. People growing up with the story will find that they can look back on the history of our silly little moment in time and say, that was fun to watch. It's just like waiting in the longest line ever for 4 years of movies. But those 4 years are spent with your best friends. And your best friends happen to be, I don't know, probably hundreds of women, or if not more, talented, smart, beautiful people that I have been so, so happy to meet. This fandom is full of amazing, intelligent people, and I am so glad to have met everyone I have. And I'm looking forward to seeing episode 9 with many of them. I hope that the other people that are hearing this are also doing the same and finding ways to reach out across countries, time zones, spaces, and come together to enjoy what we love and like. That's the most important thing to me, and I'm very, very grateful to share it with people. If we don't see each other at Celebration, I will see you around.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Natasha Fox, and you can find her at Ashes for Foxes or at Meta Machina. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network 1901, and now you can find Lipstick and Lightsabers at lip_lightsabers, and also myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.